So as we come into our meditation this morning, as always, being very deliberate about how we're sitting, in Tibetan tradition, they talk about posture, like being a warrior. And without the violence, it's a warrior of the heart, and perhaps even a sense of a warrior for justice. And as I was just saying, today is the anniversary of when Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus to a white person in the deep south of America. And that was 1955. And it made a huge difference how she sat. So can we have some realization that when we sit in meditation, we sit not just for ourselves, but for all beings, and that our sitting makes a difference. Perhaps, not like what it was for Rosa Parks and that whole movement, and yet, we do sit for peace. These are our intentions. We do sit for love. Within the simplicity of just feeling body sitting. Being really grounded on the earth, really planted, feet, bottom, hands, upright. Perhaps like a warrior, if that helps you, if it makes sense. With the dignity of Rosa Parks. And here's a wee poem, children's poem, written by Toronto poet Robert Priest about Rosa Parks from his book, Rosa Rose. And here is the poem at the beginning of that book, Rosa Sat. Rosa sat. She sat on the bus. She sat with a weary smile. The driver said she must get up, for a white man stood in the aisle. But she refused. She refused. She stayed in the seat she chose. She sat until the sheriff came, and only then she rose. Rosa rose, Rosa rose, and she'd sooner be arrested than obey an unjust law. That law would now be tested. Rosa rose, and the people rose. She went to court, and she won. Rosa rose, and the people rose, and they'd only just begun. And so taking some inspiration from that courageous, loving person who sat for justice, engaging our postures and feeling the breathing. And feeling that unconditional support of the earth that is available for everyone, no matter who we are. And taking in that beautiful air that is also freely given to everyone, no matter who we are. And within this body and within this breathing body, determining to be present. To be present for this life. And perhaps there is some great mission that's dear to your heart that you wish to be deeply present for. And the great mission may be care for oneself, care for one's immediate family. It may extend beyond that to other humans, beings, endangered species, the endangered planet. Why do you sit and keep sitting? And as you are tempted to lose your seat, to give up your ground, just notice that. Oh, yeah. So many influences. Just notice, name, come back. Determine to sit as you are. attention keeps wandering. Just keep noting, coming back, feeling body sitting, being breathed. Renew your intentions. Why do I bother sitting? What is the mission in this life, in this moment, that I care deeply enough to just pause and be here now? Sometimes the forces of greed, of hatred, of delusion, what are called the three poisons within insight meditation, sometimes these three poisons of greed, hate, and delusion are coming at us from without, as they did for Rosa Parks. And often betimes they are coming from within. Can we meet them within, without, with courage, with strength, determination, keep our resolve? We'll be present for this life, regardless of what it throws at us. We will claim our birthright to sit here on the earth, supported by the earth, supported by the air, freely given to all. This is the truth. Without rancor, without anger, rather with the simple dignity that we're alive on this planet Earth and are a part of it. And in these last few moments of our practice, just noticing how it has been to sit with this kind of resolve, determination. And we can ask ourselves too, what are we dedicating our practice to within ourselves and without? That this presence might allow us to step into with wisdom, grace, and compassion. What is it that you're dedicating yourself to?